ಏನ್ ಸಾರ್ ರಯೋವಂ ನೋಂ ಬೈಪುಲ್ ನೋವ
ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಎ ನ್ಯೂ ಸೀರೀಸ್
ಅಮ್ ತಿ ಮರೈನ್ ತಿನ್ ರೈ ಆಗ್ವಾ ದೆ ಮನೋವ ತತ್ ಅಲ್ಲೇಸ್ ನಮ್ ಟು ಇ ಫೋ ಫೋ ಆಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರೈ
ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಗನ್ನ ವರ್ಕ್ ಅವರ್ ವೇ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಬುಕ್ ಆಫ್ 1 ಕೊರಿಂಥಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್
ಎತೆ ಯಾರಕ್ ತಿಗೆ ಸಾನೆ ಮಾಕ್ ಫಾಕ್ಯಾ ನಿ ಬುಕ್ ನಿ ಕೊರಿಂಥಿಯನ್ ನ ಫೋಲ್ಲು ಅಂಡ್
ಟೇಕ್ ಮೆನಿ ವೀಕ್ಸ್
ಎರ್ನಾಂಡ್ರು ಮಾರು ಮಾರು ನು ಲಾನೆ ನೀವ
ಅಂಡ್ ಅವರ್ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರೆಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಇಂಟರಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಅದರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಪ್ರೀಚಿಂಗ್
ಅತೆ ನಿ ಫಂಡ್ಸ್ತುತಿಕೆ ಯಂಕು ಮೆತ್ವೆ ಉತ್ತಾಪಕ ಕೆಲ್ರ ವಮಿಸುಲ್ ಕಾವ ವೆಮ್ ತೂರ್
But I feel that this book is a very useful book for us to study.
Kanefana matsapa mintsine ti buktia dia nisan buky anakray tena maombo mintsine ianaratsika azy.
And it feeds in from my past series that I've been doing.
Ary io ianko dia tena mifandray tsara tamin'ireo lesona mitoy izay efa vitantsika hatramin'izay.
In speaking about how God redeems different areas of our lives.
Lemresaka hoe ahoana ny fomba navotan'Andriamanitra ny ampahany rehetra eo amin'ny fiainantsika.
And if you look at the book of Corinthians.
Dia raha mijery ny bokin'ny Korintianina ianao a.
Paul is writing to a church that is a community of believers.
Etei Paulia manoratra amin'ny fiangonana izay hoe fikambanana mpino isan-karazany.
And this community has lost its sense of community.
Etei ity ohatran'ny hoe fiarahamonina anankiray ity izany a efa ohatran'ny hoe very izay mahafiarahamonina anazy izay.
And what we see is Paul is acting very much like a shepherd or a pastor.
De example tena manao etsika tahaka ny hoe pastera na mpiandry a.
And he's writing to try and restore community.
De manoratra mintsiny izy mba hamerenana amin'ny an'ilay fiarahamonina.
And so as part of how God wants to redeem different aspects of our lives.
De anisany ihany koa izany ilay amin'ilay hoe Andriamanitra te hanavitra ny tsipirian'ny rehetra eo amin'ny fiainantsika.
He wants to redeem community.
Tete anavitra izay fiarahamonina izay koa izy.
God wants the church to be his family.
Tin'Andriamanitra ny fiangonana mba ho fianakaviany.
A new community of people.
Fiarahamonina vaovao ana olona.
And he wants it to be healthy.
Ary tiny io mba tena hoe ho salama tsara.
And so as we look at the letter of 1 Corinthians.
Rehefa mijery ny taratasin'ny Korintianina voalohany tsika.
We're going to learn many ingredients that are required for a healthy community.
De ianatra tsika karazan-javatra betabe a izay ilaina amin'izany hoe fiarahamonina salama tsara izany.
So before I go on, let's pray.
De melohany irosontsika dia andalontsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, as we turn to your word, won't you help us?
Ry Andriamanitra raha io rehefa hitodika amin'ny teninao izay tena meteza anampy anay.
Help us to hear your voice speak to us.
Ampio izahay mba hahen'ny feonao miresaka aminay.
Help us to learn from your word.
Ampio izahay mba hianatra avy amin'ny teninao.
Soften our hearts.
Tena ataovy malefaka ny fonay.
Heal relationships.
Tena sitrany ny fifandraisany.
Open our eyes to see more of Jesus.
Tena sokafy ny masonay hahita bebe kokoa an'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.
We as human beings were very messed up by sin.
Itsika maolombelona tsika de tena ohatrany efa nikorontana be izany a noho ny fahotana.
Within a few generations of sin coming into the world there was murder.
Rehefa nisy taranaka vitsivitsy sady a rehefa hoe voatonga ny fahotana de nisy ny famonoana olona.
Cain killed Abel.
Namonany Abela I Cain.
That's brothers in the same family.
Nevro aprala raitapo.
Abraham goes on the road with Sarah.
Nande teny amin'ny lalana niaraka amin'ny Sarah I Abraham.
And he kind of deceives the Pharaoh about her. He lies about her.
Ade namitaka an'le Pharaoh a mikasika an'le Sarah zany izy nandainga izy.
Literally giving his wife to join the harem of the Pharaoh.
Izany hoe nalefany mihitsy le vadiny a hiaraka amin'zareo tao amin'ny Pharaoh tao.
I don't think many wives would feel good if their husband gave them away to another man.
Salo meritratra mintsy tsy izy hoe vehivavy ho faly izany rohatra iny ny vadiny fa manome anazy a ho ana lehilahy hafa.
Esau and Jacob were in conflict with one another.
Esau sy Jakoba niady ry zareo.
And Esau scorned his birthright. He rejected his inheritance.
Esau nanao tsinotsinona ny fizokiny.
Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery.
Ny rahalahiny Josefa nivarotra anazy tamin'ny fanandevozana.
What we see when we look at humanity is that relationships are often in a mess.
Ni tatsika zany a, eo amin'ny tena zava-misy marina le fifandraisana tena fifandraisana iny a, mikorontana.
And then in the Old Testament, God comes on the scene.
And he
starts saying this. I will be your God and you will be my
people. What's
God really saying? Out of these messed up people, I'm going to take out a people for myself.
I'm going
to redeem them.
And
make them my very own family.
A
people from every nation, every tribe, and every
tongue.
So we're all going about our business. Some from France, some from Africa.
Sasane avy any Frantsa, sasane avy any Afrika.
South Africa, Madagascar.
Afrika Atsimo, Madagasikara.
Some from Korea.
Sasane avy any Korea.
Some from the United States.
Sasane avy any Amerika.
We're going about our business.
Dia intsika manao ny asa manandraratsika.
And one day God comes and reaches into our individual lives and he saves us.
And he says,
I'm adopting you into my family.
And
we come out of the earthly families of the world. God says, set yourself apart for me.
You are now my
child, my son, my daughter. But when we come out of the world, some of us take longer than others. Some of us have more baggage than
others.
But all of us have baggage from the world. So some guys become Christians. And they think all that's required is some attendance of church on a Sunday. And God says no. I want to redeem more of your life. I want to change the way you view money. I want to change the way you view music and art.
And
I want to change the way you view community. No matter how good or bad your earthly family, God has transplanted you into a heavenly family. And this heavenly family is expressed in the local church. Unfortunately, the local church is made up of you and me. And so we've come with our baggage. And we still have some of those old sinful habits in our lives.
And because
people hurt us and disappointed us at times, we find it hard to trust. Because we come from so many backgrounds, we have so many different personalities. Some of us don't like others. But now we lump together into the same family. This new community that God is building. You know what they say? You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family.
Afaka mifidy namanao ianao fa tsy afaka mifidy ny fianakavinao.
Now that's true of the kingdom of God too.
Marina ihany koa izany ato amin'ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra.
Because he chose us.
Izy no nifidy antsika.
And adopted us into his family.
Dia nanangana antsika ho ao anatin'ny fianakaviana.
So now suddenly you've got this room full of strange people.
Dia izao ianao tampotampoka ato anatin'ity efitrano feno karazan'olona hafahafa ato ity.
And we didn't even necessarily spend our whole lives growing up together.
Tsika ara tsy mba hoe niaran'ny lehibe akory.
And God says, "You are my family."
Dia hoy izy Andriamanitra, "Ianao izao ny fianakaviako."
Brothers and sisters.
Rahalahy sy rahavavy.
We get lazy and we say, "Hello, brother."
Dia lasa manomboka mekamitsika dia tsika manahoana rahalahy.
Hello, sister.
Manahoana rahavavy.
Because we don't want to learn one another's names.
Satria tsika tsy te hifa hianatra ny anaran'ny tsirairay avy.
But in your real family, your earthly family, you know one another's names. So what we find is sometimes the church is even more dysfunctional than a normal family. Because God's put us together and we don't even have a history together. And some of you sit there looking at me. I don't really know this guy. I don't know if I can trust what he's saying. My name's Kim, by the way. It's a start. Get to know one another little by little. So when we get to 1 Corinthians, we see this amazing example of a local church amazing because it's so real and so normal and so messed up. But it won't stay messed up. So what we have to do as we go through this letter is look at who they were.
Then what tsika izany dia hitantsika makivaky an'io taratasy io dia jerentsika hoe iza moa ry zareo.
See some of the ways in which they were messed up.
Dia ho jerevantsika inona ilay zavatra nikorontana nataon-dry zareo na hoe ilay zavatra tsy nety.
See what Paul writes to them.
Dia ho jerentsika hoe inona no nitenenin'ny Paul nisoratan'ny Paul tamin-dry zareo.
To change different areas.
Hoe mba hanovana ny lafin'ny zavatra sasany.
To re-establish a kingdom culture.
Mba hoe amokarana anaovana indray a kolontsain'ny fanjakana vaovao.
To rebuild a covenant community.
Mba afahana manorina indray a fanekena vaovao.
A quick look through 1 Corinthians shows us.
Ary ny fijerevantsika mangakaingana an'izay hoe Korintianina voalohany izay dia maneho amintsika hoe
they had moral problems.
Hoe nanana zareo a olana ara-moraly.
What do I mean?
Inona no tiako tenenina amin'izay?
Well, there was some immorality happening.
Nisy zavatra tsy nety nandeha tao.
There were broken marriages.
Nisy fanambadiana tsy nandeha tamin'ny laoniny.
There was sexual sin.
Nisy fahotana ara-pananahana.
Stuff that's shameful.
Zavatra mahamenatra.
They were even doing it without shame.
Zareo nefa nanao an'ilay izy tsy nanana henatra akory.
It wasn't just hidden, everyone talked about it.
Tsy hoe niafina akory ilay izy fa ny olon-drehetra ny resaka an'ilay izy daholo.
People say, no, my marriage is private.
Ah, satria hoe ny fanambadiako ny anahy manokana.
But people talk.
Ny olona nefa miresaka.
Nothing's really private.
Tsy nisy dia tena hoe any amin'ny manokana any akory.
That time you went and didn't spend the night at home, someone saw.
Le ianao le tsy natory tao an-trano indray alina iny, nisy nahita.
So in Corinth they were talking.
Dia nanomboka ny resaka ry zareo.
And they knew everything that was going on.
Fantatry zareo ny zavatra nandeha tany rehetra tany.
There was gossip.
Dia nisy fosafosa.
People knew.
Na fantatra ny olona.
It sounds very much like the church here.
Ohatra ilay fiangonana aty mihitsy izany.
In Madagascar.
Aty Madagasikara.
It's the same.
Ohatra izany koa.
Ah, you know that pastor's son.
Hitanareo ilay zanaka lahin'ny pasteur iny.
He had an affair with someone.
Hina ne naraka tamin'ny nanao afera niaraka amin'ny anina
tarehy. And now he's dead. He's still lining him up for promotion.
Hitanareo nefa ny dadany mbola alefa ny dadany mba hoe ho azo toerana ihany izy.
Everyone talks about the sin.
Miresaka an'ilay fahotana daholo ny olona.
But that doesn't fix the problems.
Faisane nefana tsimamanle ulana.
It's just another symptom of the deeper problems.
Fa inya otrane faitana kelanle ulana lalala misy eo fotsiny.
So there were moral issues.
Tenisantawa ulana ra morale.
People were in conflict with one another.
Misy ulana niady mifampiady.
In the church, there were businessmen who didn't get on with each other.
Misy ulana panao sam piasa tsy mifankahazo.
And they were going to court, suing one another.
Dia lasa mifampitory tany amin'ny fitsarana.
And there was a crisis around marriage and singleness.
Dia nisy ihany koa krizy tao mikasika ny fanambadiana sy ny hoe tokantena.
Then they had theological issues.
Dia nisy ihany koa tao olana ara-teolojia.
Can we eat food sacrificed to idols?
Otsika ve afaka mihinana sakafo izay efa natao sorona tany amin'ny sampy?
What about conscience?
Ahoana ny eritreritra ny amin'ny eritreritrantsika ny
amin'ny sampy? What about freedom?
Ahoana ny fahalalana?
And there were different opinions in the church.
Tenisy samy nanana ny heviny tao am-piangonana.
Different theological understanding.
Samy hafa ny fahalalana ara-teolojia tao.
And then in their togetherness when they met corporately,
rehefa mivory ihany koa zareo rehefa miaraka,
there was confusion as well.
Dia mbola nisy fahazahoan-kevitra ihany koa tao.
Around the communion table,
rehefa tonga ilay fandraisana fanasan'ny tompo.
But not just that, around ministry.
Ihany tsy izay fotsiny ihany fa hoe ilay asa fanompoana ihany koa.
How spiritual gifts were used.
Hoe ahoana ny fomba ampiasana ny fanomezana ara-panahy.
And so what we see is Paul's writing to a church.
Then hitantsika izany hoe manoratra amin'ny fiangonana Paul.
Full of problems.
Fiangonana feno olana.
Why is the church full of problems?
Fa maninona ary ny fiangonana feno olana?
Because it's full of people.
Satria feno olona.
You know what they say?
Fantatra nareo ahoana ny filazan'ny olona izay?
If you find the perfect church,
raha mahita fiangonana tanteraka na tonga lafatra ianao,
please don't join it.
Dia aza miditra ao, aza miditra membre.
Don't join.
Aza miditra membre.
Because then it won't be perfect anymore.
Satria tsy ho lasa tanteraka sy tsy misy olana intsony iny.
That's a bit of a slap, eh?
Ohatrany hoe kapoka be ho antsika izay e.
It says that you're not perfect.
Midika an'izay hoe ianao izany ilay tsy tanteraka.
So if you found the perfect church, you would mess it up.
Ka raha mahita fiangonana ianao efa tanteraka, tsy akorotanao iny.
Well, that's true of all of us.
Marina izany ho antsika rehetra.
That we are not perfect.
Hoe isika rehetra tsy tanteraka.
And so the problems actually lie in the individual heart.
Ary ny olana izany no tena misy aza any amin'ny fo tsirairay any.
The problems aren't first administrative.
Ary ny olana izany tsy hoe ilay fandaminana akory no tena voalohan'ilay olanao.
They're deeply personal.
Fa tena hoe lalina manokana any mihitsy ilay izy.
What baggage I have brought to this community.
Hoe inona ny enta mavesatro tany izay hoentiko manaraka anahy miditra ato amin'ity fiangonana ity.
What weaknesses I have are weaknesses for us that I pull us down.
Inona ary ny fahalemeko na ny fahalementsika izay misintona antsika ho lasa ambany.
And believe me, we all have weaknesses.
Ary tena minoa anareo, tsika rehetrarehetrarehetra samy manana fahalemena avokoa.
So what's so amazing to me when we come to 1 Corinthians?
Ka ny tena mahaliana anahy rehefa hoe ny io Korintianina voalohany io mijerena.
We're going to read through the first 9 verses just now.
Uvakitsika izao ilay andininy fahasivy voalohany rehefa avy eo.
What I want you to look for is how God shepherds this church.
Fa ny tiako jerenareo dia ny hoe ahoana ny fomba ny tandreman'Andriamanitra an'io fiangonana io.
You could say they've got so many problems they should just be shut down.
Satria afaka ho nilazantsika hoe be olana be koa io dia tokony tonga dia nakatona.
But the thing is,
fa ny zava-misy nefa,
if a church has got problems,
raha manana olana amin'ny fiangonana,
God doesn't abandon it.
Tsy hoe ilozan'Andriamanitra izy.
He leads it towards healing.
Fa taritin'Andriamanitra izy ho any amin'ny fahazotranana.
Because
satria
he's dealing with people.
Satria olona ny karakarainy.
Let's say there were 100 people here.
Andone ataontsika ohatra hoe misy olona zato eto e.
So maybe that's a few 100 problems.
Izany hoe misy olana manjato ny vitsivitsy eto izany.
And if God says, oh no, it's too many problems, send them away.
Ka raha ohatra Andriamanitra hiteny, be loatra izany olana izany, alefaso any ireo.
Wherever you go, you just take your problem with you.
Naiza andehananao mbola hoentinao miaraka aminao ihany ilay olana.
Some people come into a church
and
they find in that context God starts to deal with their problems.
And
He challenges them at a personal level.
And
they get offended by the leaders.
And they
say, that church didn't treat me well.
And they
go to another church.
And
as soon as they try to become part of it, God starts to challenge them
and
say, deal with these issues. And they say, oh, these leaders don't like me either. And they leave again. And people go from church to church.
And they're
actually running away from themselves and their own
issues.
Rather than scatter the church, God wants to push us closer together so that iron can sharpen iron. So that I can get to know you and challenge you.
And
you can get to know me and challenge me.
And
our problems can be dealt with. God wants to build a holy church. But if you had to do a quick reading through 1 Corinthians, you would find that they are far from where they need to be.
In
the book of 1 Corinthians looks at individual believers in the context of covenant community. And we see these people had lost sight of one another and lost sight of the gospel. We as a local church need to learn from this.
Because
we mustn't lose sight of one another. We need to know one another in order to deal with our issues. Let's start at 1 Corinthians 1 verse 1.
Andone watumkitika anem Corinthian na voluan ya, tuk voluan and din voluan.
You can read just 1 verse 1.
Paoly, vao antso ho apostolin' Jesosy Kristy noho ny sitrapon'Andriamanitra ary sostena rahalahy.
So there Paul is writing to them.
Io Paul izany manoratra amin'ny zareo.
And he sees he's called to be an apostle.
Dia hozy izy hoe vao antso izy ho apostoly.
And he's now doing the work of an apostle, which is to build foundations into the local church.
Let's read
verse
2 and 3. Corinto, izay no amasinina ao amin'ny Kristy Jesosy. Olona voantso sady masina mba amin'izay rehetra miantso ny anaran'i Jesosy Kristy tompontsika eny amin'ny tany rehetra dia azy sy antsika. Ho aminareo anie ny fahasoavana sy ny fiadanana avy amin'Andriamanitra raintsika sy Jesosy Kristy tompo.
So the Corinthians had written to Paul, they'd written a letter to him. And he's writing back to them. And they've told him a lot of their problems. And Paul writes to the Church of God in Corinth. Whose church? God's church. The church of God. He affirms that they belong to God. This is not my church. This is God's church.
It
belongs to Him. And how do we know who's a part of it? He says, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy. So some of you here are not part of the church. If you are not sanctified by the Lord Jesus. If you're just a visitor and you're not even a believer. You're not part of the church. You've just come to a school hall. You come to the church when you come through Jesus Christ. Those sanctified in Christ Jesus. And called to be holy. This is almost the key theme of Corinthians being stated.
Isaiah anisany hoe fanala hidy loha hevitra le zavatra rehetra resahana ato amin'ny Korintianina ato.
Called to be holy.
Nantsoina mba ho masina.
Definitely not holy yet.
Mbola tena tsy masina mihitsy aloha.
What a relief.
Tena afaka mahazo haintsika amin'izay.
You see, God's not rejecting them.
Hitanareo tsy hoe lavina Andriamanitra zareo.
You've come into my family by the blood of Jesus.
But
you're called to become holy. I don't know how holy you are. If you knew how unholy I am, maybe you wouldn't respect me. I don't really care. I'm not here for your respect. Though it helps. It helps you to hear what I have to say. Someone once said this. Don't ever follow someone unless he walks with a limp.
Aza manaraka n'izan'iza raha tsy hoe miaraka manaraka.
Don't follow someone unless that person walks with a limp. He limps.
Aza manaraka n'izan'iza mihitsy na raha tsy hoe mandeha miaraka amin'ny fandringany ny olona.
What do I mean?
Inona no tiako lazaina amin'izay?
You are following an imperfect person.
Manaraka olona tsy tonga lafatra ianao.
But I'm limping my way towards Jesus.
And
if I want to do anything in this church, I want to direct you towards Jesus. Called to be holy. Together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours.
Mbamin'izay rehetra miantso ny anaran'i Jesosy Kristy tompontsika eny amin'ny tany rehetra dia
Did you read okay. So Paul reminds them.
Dia mampatsiaro azy izany Paoly.
That the church is much bigger than one local congregation.
Hoe ny fiangonana ngeza kokoa noho ilay hoe fiangonana anankiray eo amin'ny toerana anankiray.
It's together with all of those everyone out there.
Hoy izy hoe mbamin'izay rehetra miantso azy any ivelany any koa.
Who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Izay miantso ny anaran'ny Jesosy Kristy tompontsika ihany koa.
Not together with all those out there who go to church on a Sunday.
Tsy hoe miaraka amin'ireo olona rehetra izay mankany am-piangonana koa rehefa alahady.
Not together with all of those who call themselves Christians.
Tsy hoe mbamin'ireo olona rehetra izay miantso ny anarany hoe kristianina.
Together with those who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
tumptikia Jesus Christi.
Do you call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Ja nove mi jančne naran Jesus Christi tu.
I pray to Jesus every single day.
Isanandri sanandro tenam fava kam Jesus min.
Mostly it's prayers like God help me.
Mazana le fava katoke apiu andre mantro.
I'm not good enough.
Fasats champum fatsara.
I'm not strong enough.
Sats matanzak.
I'm not wise enough.
Sats tiendlot.
Whatever it is God's called us to, we need him.
Ninina nyantsunandriamanitra tsika milaz tsika.
But covenant community begins when you realize you're part of something bigger than yourself.
Fa le fiaramonina le fanekena ao anatin'izay fiaramonina izay manomboka rehefa fantatrao ianao hoe ay ianao anisan'le zavatra lehibe kokoa noho ny tenanao.
God is building us into his covenant community.
Tena atambatr'Andriamanitra tsika atsangany ao anatin'ny fianakaviana anankiray ao anatin'izay fanekena izay.
And we are together with all those who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Artsika ianko dia mikambatra amin'ireo rehetra izay miantso any anaran'i Jesus Kristy.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ho aminareo any ny fahasoavana sy ny fiadanana avy amin'Andriamanitra raintsika sy Jesus Kristy tompo.
Paul starts by settling them down.
Nanomboka Paul a tamin'ny otrany fampitoniana andrareo.
Saying what we have in common is Jesus.
Lazy izany hoe ny zavatra iombona antsika dia Jesosy.
We're sanctified by him.
Tsika dia nohamasinina tamin'ny alalany.
And we're called to be holy.
Ary nantsoina tsika mba ho masina.
And we will get there together.
Ary ara tonga antsika.
We will work out our salvation.
Ary tsika dia samy ampiatra aby ny fanavotana izay natao antsika.
In grace and peace.
Amin'ny alalan'ny fahasoavana sy fiadanana.
It comes from God.
Izay tonga avy any amin'Andriamanitra.
Then in verse 4, 5 and 6 he gives thanks for them.
Dia eo amin'ny andininy fahaefatra sy fahadimy ary fahaenina izy a dia nivelom-pisaorana noho ny amin'izy ireo.
Verse 7 he says you don't lack anything.
Dia amin'ny andininy fahafito izy a dia hozy izy hoe tsy latsaka amin'ny tsisy hoe zavatra tsy ampy eo aminareo hozy.
And then he affirms that Jesus will keep them strong to the end.
Dia nanizingizina izy hoe Jesosy a hiazona azy ireo hatanjaka hatramin'ny farany.
You can read from verse 4 to 9.
Dia ne vakitsika manomboka amin'ny andininy fahaefatra hatramin'ny fahasivy. Misaotra an'Andriamanitra mandrakariva ny aminareo a noho ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra izay nomena anareo ao amin'ny Kristy Jesosy. Dia nampananana arena anareo ao aminy amin'ny zavatra rehetra na ny teny rehetra na ny fahalalana rehetra araka ny orenany filazana an'i Kristy teo aminareo ka dia tsy latsaka amin'ny fanomezam-pahasoavana rehetra ianareo miandry ny fisehon'i Jesosy Kristy tompontsika izay ampiorina anareo ko hatramin'ny farany ka dia tsy hanantsiny anareo amin'ny andron'i Jesosy Kristy tompontsika. Matoky Andriamanitra izay nahatonga ny fiantsoana anareo anananareo firaisana amin'ny zanany dia Jesosy Kristy tompontsika.
So where are the Corinthians?
Aiza ary ireo Korintianina?
They're in a mess.
Tao anatin'ny korontana ary zareo.
Lots of sin.
Feno fahotana.
Lots of divisions and rivalry and fighting.
Be da be ny fisaratsarana sy ny fialonana sy ny ohatrany hoe fifampifandrafesana.
Very little covenant community.
Tena hoe kely izany le hoe mahafiarahamonina mifandray andry zareo.
Sometimes when I look at us as a church, I think there's not nearly enough covenant community yet.
Dia indraindray koa rehefa mijery antsika mahafiangonana antsika dia mieritreritrako hoe ohatra mbola tsy ao ilay fanekena mahafiarahamonina atsika.
But can you see the positive faith-filled position Paul takes?
Fa hitanareo ve nefa le lafy ny ara-pozitifa izay nitondrany I Paoly anazy eto?
He says that Jesus will keep you strong to the end.
Hozy izy hoe Jesosy a no hiazona anareo a ho matanjaka hatramin'ny farany.
You will be blameless.
Hozy izy hoe tsy hanatsiny anareo.
On the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amin'ny andron'ny Tompo Jesosy Kristy.
God,
Andriamanitra,
who has called you into fellowship with his son,
izay niantso anareo mba hanana fifandraisana amin'ny zanany.
Jesus Christ our Lord.
Jesus Kristy tompontsika
is faithful. So our future depends on God's faithfulness. Paul is saying we are here. But we will be sanctified, made holy. We'll become a covenant community. And it's certain because it depends on God's faithfulness, not our skill. Whatever this church is today, it's not what it will be. It goes from strength to strength, glory to glory. God doesn't abandon or reject, He redeems and He refines and purifies. And as we go through the book of 1 Corinthians in the coming weeks, and months, many personal issues are going to be addressed. Things that stop us from being the covenant community God wants us to be.
But
I want to encourage you to come. And to let's study this book together. Knowing that God is faithful to bring us to that place He wants to bring us to. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, when we come to Your Word, it always challenges us. As a church, we know we are not yet what You want us to be. And that's because as people, we are not yet where You want us to be. But thank You, we start from a place of grace and peace. And we recognize that You've called us to be holy. As we study this book together, help us to grow, Lord. Help us to change. Help us to repent. Help us to move forwards. For Your glory. Amen.
Amen.